The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 3, text number 27, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on April 26th, 2008, in Tallinn, Estonia.
So, tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, translated and purported by His Divine Grace, Om Vishnu Pad Paramaham Sapriva Jagacharja Astatarasadashi Srimad A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Ridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. Chapter number 3, text number 27.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Prakrite Kriyamanani. Gunai Karmani Sarvashah. Ahankara Vimudatma. Kartaham Miti Manyate.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The spirit soul, bewildered by the influence of false ego, thinks himself to be the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out by the three modes of material nature. Two persons, one in Krishna consciousness and the other in material consciousness, working on the same level, may appear to be working on the same platform. But there is a wide gulf of difference in their respective positions. The person in material consciousness is convinced by false ego that he is the doer of everything. He does not know that the mechanism of the body is produced by material nature, which works under the supervision of the Supreme Lord. The materialistic person has no knowledge that ultimately he is under the control of Krishna. The person in false ego takes all credit for doing everything independently, and that is the symptom of his nescience. He does not know that this gross and subtle body is the creation of material nature under the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And as such, his bodily and mental activities should be engaged in the service of Krishna, in Krishna consciousness. The ignorant man forgets that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is known as Rishikesha, or the master of the senses of the material body, or due to his long misuse of the senses in sense gratification, he is factually bewildered by the false ego, which makes him forget his eternal relationship with Krishna.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Vala Kamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. So, this is a problem. We're bewildered by the false ego. We think that we're in control. And we think that we're the enjoyers. That's the root cause of all of our problems. That's why we're suffering. If you try to be something that you're not, that is false. The natural position, just like if the fish tries to be a bird and fly in the sky, will he be successful? Or if the bird tries to imitate the fish by swimming in the ocean, will he be successful? No. The bird is meant to fly in the sky. And the fish is meant to swim in the water. So you will simply be who you are, you see. You will simply be who you are. You will not have any difficulty. But the problem is, we are trying to play God. Are you God? No, you are not God. But we are trying to play God. That is the problem, you see. No matter how hard we try to play God, we cannot be successful. Even if we become a big, big Napoleon, sooner or later we will meet our Waterloo. You know, if we become a big, big Napoleon, sooner or later we will meet our Waterloo. That's when Napoleon was defeated, the Battle of Waterloo, you see. So, why try to be something that you're not? Why not just be a devotee of Krishna, like we really are? Jivera svarupa hai krishnera nitya das. By your very nature, you are a devotee of Krishna. So why try to be something else? Is that a very good idea to try to be something else? But the difficulty is, we live in a society where they are teaching us to try to be something else. And what they are trying to teach you to be is absolutely insane. They are teaching you. Do you know what they're teaching you? They're teaching you to be a body. You see? A male body, a female body, an Estonian body, a Finnish body, an American body. They are training you. Now, can you imagine if you went to some country? Just,
They captured you, they kidnapped you, and they took you to this place. And they told you, you are a car.
You see?
That's who you are, you're a car. And they sat you in the car, and you weren't allowed to leave the car, you see. You weren't allowed to get out of the car, you had to stay in the car. And when they asked you who you were, you identify yourself by what make of car you were sitting in. I am a Ford, I am a Chevrolet, you see. I am Renault. I am Mercedes, you see. I am convertible. I'm a convertible. You know what a convertible car is, where the top goes down? See? I am a, what's the new one now? The Hummer. Do they have Hummers in Europe? Yeah. Just imagine what kind of crazy place that would be if you had to identify that, yes, I am a Mack truck. You could not relate to anybody as yourself. You had to relate as if you were a car or a truck. Wouldn't that be a ridiculous place? Wouldn't you try to escape the first chance you got? So that is this material world? They're trying to tell you, you are that body. You are that flesh. You are that blood. You are that mucus. You are that stool. You are that urine. That's who you are. And we're so foolish, we believe it. We say, yes, this is me. I am male. I am female. I am Estonian. I am Russian. You see how foolish this world is, you see? And therefore we suffer like anything. So we have to come to the reality that we have no connection with this body. That we are simply eternal spirit souls. Part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And therefore we have to serve Him. The part is always meant to serve the whole. So, since you are part of God, you are meant by nature to serve God. Instead of trying to deny your nature, you should live in accordance with your nature. And there is a science of how to do that. That science is called Krishna consciousness. And we have a society dedicated to teaching people how to practice Krishna consciousness. That society is known as the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Or you can say ISKCON for short. So, for all of those who want to be members of ISKCON, we want to train you to understand who you really are. Not just in theory, but in practice also. To understand I'm the eternal servant of Krishna, that is a very nice understanding. But you have to then apply that understanding. You have to put that understanding into practice. This was one of those wonderful instructions I personally got from Srila Prabhupada. He said, if you simply study but you do not practice, then it will become, after some time, that knowledge will become dry and useless. In other words, unless we put Krishna consciousness to practice, after a while we'll find it boring. We won't be interested in it anymore. Why is it that some people come for some time, they're so interested, and then they go away? Do you know why they do that? The answer is very simple. They never applied the science fully. Anyone who fully applies this bhakti science, they will taste so much happiness. They will never leave this movement. It is described by Krishna in chapter 5 of the Bhagavad Gita. Bhaya sparsheshva saktatma vindat yatmani yat sukham sabrama yoga yuktatma sukham akshayam ashnute. Such a liberated soul is not attracted to material sense gratification. Why? Because he is enjoying pleasure within. In this way, the self-realized soul enjoys unlimited happiness. Sukham akshayam ashnute. He enjoys unlimited happiness. Why? Sabrahma yoga yuktatma. Because he concentrates on the Supreme Lord. So if you will actually focus your consciousness 24 hours a day on the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, you will be swimming 24 hours a day in an ocean of unlimited happiness. And you will naturally remain fixed in Krishna consciousness for all of eternity. You will never give it up. You simply have to dive deep into the name. And you simply, whatever service you are given, you have to do that service with love. Do not do it in a bad mood. Oh, I don't want to do this, but they told me I have to do it. Any service you're given, take it as the greatest blessing. Put your entire heart and soul into that service. And then, sukham akshayam ashnute. You will taste unlimited happiness. So, I can ask now if there are any questions. Yeah?
Meditate on particular form of Krishna in our heart, and should it be like some particular, certainly like fixed form, or one day one form, other day second some other form, or we should it be some form which can take us back to the spiritual world?
Yes, it is described by Srila Prabhupada. That you should accept whatever is favorable for your Krishna consciousness. And reject whatever is unfavorable. So whatever best helps you to be Krishna conscious, that's what you should do. I have a particular form which attracts me the most. This was a poster I discovered in 1968. I fell in love with that poster. And that mental image of that poster is my strongest, where I feel the strongest connection with Krishna. So I put it on my laptop. I'm seeing it all the time, you see. But you have to do what works for you. You may have 5 or 6 pictures. You could have all 5 or 6. Whatever works for you the best, that's what you should do. There is no hard and fast rule. You simply have to do what helps you to give up coffee the best, you see. What gives you the most energy, you see? When I see this poster of Radha and Krishna, I get so much energy, spiritual energy. I went to our temple in Sofia, Bulgaria, and I was so happy they had the poster on the wall. So when I'm giving lecture, I keep looking again and again at Radha Govinda. I told the temple president about that, the history of that poster in my spiritual life. He said, "We will never remove that poster." So you have to do whatever is the best thing for you. It may be some deity picture. It may be some artist painting. It may be a photograph of Srila Prabhupada. It may be a photograph of your Guru Maharaj. Whatever inspires and empowers you the most in Krishna consciousness, that's what you should meditate on. Do your prescribed duty, chant your rounds, sing Gravastakam every morning, and follow the 4 regulated principles.
Mm-hmm.
And then just somehow or other do whatever helps you to stay connected with Krishna 24 hours a day. And that's the key. And then you will get so much energy. You won't need anything artificial to energize you anymore. You see? When you get energized by Krishna, that is called bhakti shakti. Once you catch the wave of bhakti, that wave will carry you all the way back to home, back to Godhead. Of course, you do not see such waves here in the Gulf of Finland. But we see in California and in Australia and in the Fiji, big waves, the surfers, they ride on those waves. But how long they can, even the best surfer, how long can he ride on one wave? A few minutes only at best. But this wave of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, if you can catch this wave of Chaitanya's mercy, you can ride this wave forever. So you simply catch that wave and always stay in that ocean of mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Any questions more? Yeah?
Where is Krishna? Krishna is transcendental, or is Krishna inside these deities? Because deities are connected with the marginal energy and like that.
Krishna is everywhere, and he is also in the deity. Everything is the energy of Krishna. Krishna is in the floor also. You're sitting on Krishna now. He is within every atom. He is between every atom. Yomang pashyati sarvatra sarvangcha mayi pashyati tasyahang na pranashyami satchamena pranashyati. Krishna says, one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, for that person I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me. So you try to develop that vision that Krishna is in the deity and he's everywhere. He is the light of the sun. What is lighting this room now? Is it the electricity? No, this room is lit by the sunlight. Krishna is declaring in Bhagavad Gita, Raso hum apsukonteya prabhashmi shashishuryayo. Prabhashmi shashishuryayo means I am the light of the sun and moon. So you just try to develop this vision. Krishna is the taste of the water. Krishna is the light of the sun. So he's not only in the deity. Krishna is everywhere. And at the same time, he is situated far, far, far away in his transcendental abode, Goloka Vrindavan. And he is simply waiting for that day when you will come back to him. You are his dear devotee. And he is missing you so much, you cannot imagine how much he is missing you. So now don't cause Krishna any more pain by staying away. You must fully dedicate this life to Krishna consciousness, so that in this one lifetime you go back to home, back to Godhead. Okay?
We're worshipping transcendental, like person of the Supreme Personality of God, but deity is like something like impersonal.
Do you think Krishna doesn't have an impersonal aspect? Krishna has person and in-person, but the Brahmajyot, the impersonal Brahman, is the Brahman effulgence. It is the aura coming from Krishna's body. Do you want to deny Krishna his aura? That is not a very good thing.
She's thinking that he has aura.
Yes, that energy coming from Krishna, that is mana, that is everything. Everything that you see here is the manifested energy of Krishna. How does Prabhupada say, he says that there is nothing that exists except for Sri Krishna. And there is nothing, he says, everything is Krishna and nothing is Krishna save and except his primeval personality. Maybe it's hard to translate, but it's there, it's in English, it's very clear. Prabhupada is saying that everything that exists is Krishna. Because it's all his energy. But at the same time, there is nothing, but the only thing that is Krishna is his original primeval personality. So Maharaji, you have to understand this philosophy, Achintya Veda Veda Tattva. We are not one-sided. We are not dualists. Nor are we monists. We are Achintya Veda Veda Tattva. We accept monism and dualism simultaneously. You understand? Don't try to argue dualism as opposed to monism. That is not our position. We accept monism and dualism side by side, simultaneously. That is Lord Chaitanya's philosophy. Any other questions? All right, we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.